News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
This is the WSJM News Week in Review podcast for June 23rd, 2017. I'm Michael Arnett. Well, the top story around Michigan this week comes out of Flint.
He was cooperative and has talked to us about what his motivations were, and I think it's suffice it to say he has a hatred for the United States and a variety of other things which in part motivated him.
That's Detroit FBI Special Agent in Charge David Gellio speaking about the Canadian man accused of a terror attack at Flint's Bishop International Airport on Wednesday. Amor Fatui arrested after he allegedly stabbed a police officer in the neck while shouting "God is great" in Arabic. Fatui later asked the officer who arrested him why he didn't kill him. Canadian officials have been questioning his family, searched his home in Montreal. The FBI, though, believes he acted alone. They have found no evidence that he was part of a cell. Fatui entered the U.S. legally last week in New York. Governor Snyder now has the fiscal year 2018 budget on his desk with final passage of the spending plan Thursday by the state Senate. Michigan Budget Director Al Pasholka says it marks seven straight years. The budget has been done by the end of June.
7 for 7 is great. Now we got to go for 8 for 8.
The former state rep from Berrien County says getting it done early benefits more than just lawmakers and the administration.
This sends a great message to people who want to invest in Michigan. This is a great message to our local units of government, our local schools, that they can do their budgets. And these will be the commitments that the state has made.
State Representative Kim Lozada, who succeeded Pasholka, tells our newsroom the new budget puts the state in a good position for the future. She says it pays down debt, reduces long-term obligations, and she adds it also increases support for law enforcement.
One of the things that I really like is the increased funding for public safety. And with this new budget, the state is spending more on public safety, and we're going to be able to have 150 more Michigan State Troopers.
There's also about a 2% increase for higher education. Lozada notes K-12 schools are getting more as well.
We've increased funding for every student this year between $60 and $120.
Lozada appreciates the reforms to the state's teacher pension system, telling us the new deal is better for teachers themselves. Lawmakers managed to get the budget approved before the constitutional deadline in the fall, but it did take a little longer than normal due to the pension issue. Economic development organizations around the state are disappointed that the House has gone on recess for the summer without approving the Good Jobs for Michigan package. It would give tax incentives to companies that create a large number of good-paying jobs. Here's Ron Kitchens with Southwest Michigan First.
I realize nobody likes incentives, but that's where we're at in economic development.
Under the plan, a company could keep a portion of the income tax paid by workers they hire. The company would have to hire at least 250 people for the incentive to kick in. Jobs would need to pay at least the regional average wage. Support is bipartisan. It's already passed the Senate. But there are Republicans in the House who say they're philosophically opposed. These breaks are meant to lure Foxconn to Michigan. That's a Taiwanese company. They make iPhones. Right now, they're looking at building a plant in the U.S., and it's between Michigan and Wisconsin. A more than $100,000 grant from T-Mobile is going to Bangor Public Schools to help the district buy 500 Chromebooks. District Director of Community Education Lynn Johnson tells us the plan is to use modern technology for helping students improve performance.
We can identify students that are below average. The standardized assessments and things of that nature, your MSTEP, your MEEP scores, and so forth, and use these to help give them additional work and additional training for the students.
The district is reaching out to other schools with similar programs to draft exactly how the money will be used. The grant is part of an effort to expand technology to rural areas. Members of Congress from Great Lakes states are continuing to pressure the White House to fund the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative in the next budget and release a report from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on preventing Asian carp from getting into Lake Michigan and beyond. Congressman Fred Upton of St. Joe met this week with officials from the University of Notre Dame on Asian carp.
Why are they important? Because they actually do the research to check out if the DNA is in the water from the Asian carp as they've migrated north. All of that funding would stop if we see this program eliminated, as some would suggest in the administration.
Upton says Republicans and Democrats in the region are shoulder to shoulder to make sure the funding continues. The Corps report was shelved by the Trump administration earlier this year, just prior to its scheduled release. Southwest Michigan said goodbye to Comstock Township Fire Chief Ed Swatalski over in Kalamazoo in a service attended by hundreds at the Wings Event Center.
He was remembered as a man who loved the Cubs, the Western Michigan Broncos, his faith, and his family. Emily Switalski is one of his daughters.
Before he went on every call, my mom, my sister, and I would always say, I love you, be safe. And those words were the last words I was ever able to say to him.
Michigan Fire Marshal Kevin Selmeyer.
Your legacy of strong character and the highest of integrity will live on in our hearts forever.
Comstock 990. Chief Edward Switalski is off duty for the final time.
Switalski was hit by a passing vehicle at the scene of an emergency last week on Interstate 94. He was 55.
Godspeed, Chief.
Anthony Polrise reporting.
At least 14 years is how long 21-year-old Michael Barber will be in prison. He was sentenced Wednesday for assaulting a Michigan State Police trooper in February. Prosecutors say he and his brother assaulted trooper Gary Guild after Barber crashed a stolen motorcycle. Barron County Judge Angela Pasla sentenced him on 6 counts.
You presented the face of a villain in your uncontrolled rage, and you were viciously attacking Trooper Guild individually. At the minimum, a person who, in doing his duty, deserved your cooperation, but also, I would argue, your respect.
According to our reporting partners at WNDU News Center 16, prosecutors had asked for the longest sentence possible. Barber's brother is also facing charges. He will be tried separately. Well, the world's largest home appliance manufacturer gets new leadership. Benton Harbor-based Whirlpool says CEO Jeff Fettig is going to retire October 1st and be succeeded by Mark Bitzer. Fettig calls it a planned CEO transition. Bitzer has been with Whirlpool since 1999. He's been the company's president and chief operating officer since 2015. Fettig is staying on as the chairman of the board of directors. And speaking of changes, there's the new interim director in charge of the Berrien County Road Commission.
Road Commission Board Chair August Zilke tells us they've picked current accounts payable specialist Lindy Delk to take over the leadership role. Zilke tells us Delk's been with the Road Commission for several years wearing a variety of hats. He says she's the perfect person for the job. Delk is just the interim managing director, and the commission's board is still taking applications for the permanent post. She could wind up with it. The board posted the position about 3 weeks ago. The Berrien County Road Commission's been without a director since Luis Ikazi retired back in April. Andrew Green reporting.
And that's a look at the week that was for June 23rd, 2017. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Mike Alarney.